Ever dream of a three-row SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX80. With available features like biometric cooling, electronic air suspension, and segment-first individual audio that isolates sound right to the driver's seat. Discover every just-right feature in the all-new QX80 at InfinitiUSA.com. 2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024. Individual audio cannot buffer all interior sounds. See owner's manual for details.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is the Nebraska postgame breakdown. This is Illini guy Mike, and I'm on here with Illini guy Ked, and we also have Illini guy Matt, and we are going to talk a little bit about what we saw today in the first victory of the Bielma era, and obviously a very successful beginning to an era, and probably a beginning of a very rough year for Scott Frost at Nebraska. Matt, based on what you saw today, what are the key takeaways that you had from today's game?
I just gave you, a piece that'll be up on the site pretty soon, probably as this thing's getting posted, Mike, that, if this would have been a rock concert, Bielema played the hits. And not only did he play the hits, but he took fan requests, because the first pass was to Luke Ford. I mean, the next pass was to Isaiah Williams. They both scored touchdowns today. Your bell cow tailback was the most fan-friendly guy in that running back room, and that's Mike Epstein. He leads the team with 75 yards on 16 carries and has a touchdown. It ends with what Bielema calls the most erotic thing that you can do in American football, which is kneel on it and win a football game. it's how the script – if you wanted to script this thing out and Illini fans want to give it an A – that's what they wanted to see. They wanted to see Luke Ford have a big day. They wanted to see Isaiah Williams have a big day. They wanted to see, a competent looking defense. They wanted to see an offense that didn't falter at the first sign of adversity. And I think your starting quarterback going down with potentially as a shoulder or a clavicle injury is a big adverse roadblock in what was week one, week zero, your first game. And everybody that they brought in from a transfer perspective, Calvin Hart Jr. gets a 41-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown. He gets brought in by Brett Bielema. Art Sitkowski gets brought in by Brett Bielema, and he leads this team to three touchdowns. It's exactly how Brett Bielema probably wanted to script this out, except for the fact that Adrian Martinez once again had 340-plus yards, which gives Brett Bielema the option of selling his defense. You're not there yet. And we still got stuff to work on. And at the end of it all, Mike, they kneeled on it, they sang the song, and they got off the field and acted like it wasn't a big deal. There were no coaches that were doused with Gatorade. Nobody jumped around. The fans didn't flood the field. This was supposed to happen for everyone and all 105 players in that locker room. It was supposed to happen like this. And it's something that I think Bielema and these players are going to try to get fans used to as we go along here, because this is a much mature, this is a much more intelligent, and this is a much more confident football game after August 28th, 2021.
I certainly can get used to this myself. Ked, what did you take away from the game from your perspective?
Well, I'm going to give it an A+, because you never apologize for a win. They needed to win. And to me, I look at it, if you're into rock music or rap music or whatever, I give it flying colors, because the way I look at it, they were underdogs at home. And Brett Bielema, no disrespect to Lovie Smith, Illinois has a football coach. They have a college football coach who understands a little bit more of the X's and O's, I think, at the college level. I was excited for the fans. I think they deserved it. After the game, you know, there was a little bit of celebration between the athletic director, Josh Whitman, and Brett Bielema. I think the team stepped up in all kind of ways, because to me, they had a lead, and Illinois football has not learned how to win. And today, in one game, and it's only one game, they look like they know what they were doing. They made the necessary plays when they had to. It's good to see them use a tight end, as Matt mentioned. That's something that we haven't seen. I had a chance to talk to Luke Ford after the game a little bit, and, you know, we'll post that stuff on our board, alliedguys.com, you know, if you want to visit, if you want to see the video. But it was just really, really good to see them get started on the right foot. And Brett Bielema talked about, you know, from a recruiting standpoint, this was good for everything, because they had a number of recruits in attendance today. They saw it. It was just a really, really unique situation for Illinois. The fans left the stadium happy. And just walking over, leaving, you can hear the optimism, you know, for next week, and that they can build on it.
So Matt, you've talked in the previous, you know, 2 or 3 weeks about, give me an opportunity to see this Nebraska game, and I'll tell you a little bit more about what I think of the season. Now that you've had a chance to see it, not a lot of time to digest it, but if you've had a chance to see it, have you formulated any type of thoughts?
One big one, Mike.
Yeah.
I think Illinois can go bowling. I mean, I don't think 6 wins is out of the question anymore. I really don't. I think you've got a winnable ball game next week against UTSA, even though that's a really good team. You've got projected probably wins against Charlotte. You're going to be in a ball game. You're what I think that was impressive today was that there were guys that I didn't see having huge games today that had huge games. And one of them was Luke Ford, because he hadn't done it yet. And definitely one of them is Art Sikowski, who I'll write about today, who nobody thought was ever going to be in the ballgame. And yep, sure enough, completes, you know, 70% of his passes, leads the offense to 3 touchdowns, and understands that, you know, he's got some talent to him, and he's got some moxie to him. And he's being prepared to lead this offense in Brandon Peters' absence, and he took on the challenge today. So you're not as I went into this 2021 season thinking that this team really lacked depth and really lacked a lot of talent. I don't think that anymore, and I don't think that I think that beyond maybe some depth issues on defense that took its place in the second half on a day where the heat index rose over 100. Like, I think that's something that they've got to address. But beyond that, I think this team has enough to challenge. They're 1-0 in the Big Ten. They're 1-0 in the Big Ten West. They only have 5 more of those. I mean, the idea is against Big Ten West opponents. Like, the idea is real simple. Like, if they can win this game today, you know, Illinois has a chance to go 6, you know, to get to 6 wins and go bowling. And that'd be a huge leap forward for the first year of Brett Bielema, because I don't remember the last time an Illinois coach has been able to do that.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Kedrick, any thoughts from you now that you've had a chance to kind of gauge what your expectation level is after today's performance?
You know, Mike, that's a great question. You know, going into the game, you know, a lot of us didn't know what to expect. You know, all we had to go by was, if you're a Big Ten fan, is what Brett Bielema did at Wisconsin. And you saw a little bit of that today, running the football down people's throat. You know, kind of people were kind of frustrated because he kept going to the left side, but he talked about matchups, you know, to us in his post-game press conference. There was a reason for that. I think the fans are going to see the mix it up a little bit more. I think there's some talent there. And, you know, Matt's correct. I don't think it's out of the question that they can go bowling, you know, given their schedule. The key to them is going to be the quarterback play, which we knew even coming into the game. You know, Sikowski is a very confident kid. You know, Coach Bielema talked about in his press conference. But if he can make the necessary passes, give them a chance to win and not hurt them. You know, I think the rest of them will take care of themselves. Didn't see a lot of dumb penalties today. And one thing I have to give Illinois credit for that I've not seen in a long time, they tackled really, really well today. That's something I haven't seen in a few years. So there's a lot to look forward to. And like Coach mentioned today, probably 7 or 8 times in this press conference, everything's a teachable moment to him. And he's going to go back to the game film, to all the mistakes that were made, and they're going to learn from it.
Excellent. So, Kedrick, I'm going to double up questions for you. You, obviously, director of recruiting, what are you thinking based on the folks that were here today? Any thoughts from a recruiting front on the for the Illini football team?
I had a chance to talk to Dustin Taylor today, and it went really, really well. He was texting me during the game, and he was telling me how excited he was, and this is and how the atmosphere was great for him. And, you know, and he was sitting around the other recruits. It was just a really, really unique situation for the recruits to see Illinois come out and win early. And he enjoyed it. And he can't wait to come back, talk to the coaches and want to be a part of the program.
That's excellent. Matt, did you have any thoughts based on any of the recruiting? I know you were up in Joliet last night and got a chance to watch what was going on there with a couple of very good players.
Yeah, the two Joliet Catholic kids were here today. You're talking about Jordan Anderson and you're talking about Malachi Hood. I talked to his dad. I talked to Jordan Anderson's dad last night. They're pumped about Illinois. They're pumped about Brett Bielema wanting. I mean, you know, Jordan Anderson's dad is pumped as hell that Brett Bielema wants his son as a big 230-pound tailback, and nobody else in the country did. They're pumped about it. I've had some texts with Connie Okla, the mother of Joey Okla, the Illinois guard recruit from Heartland Arrowhead, Wisconsin. They're pumped. I mean, he's the one that started the text thread through all the recruits. He's the one that keeps up on them. He talked to every one of the uncommitted kids that were here today. His teammate, Derek Shelton, the 2024 kid, who's already 6'6" and 285 pounds as a high school sophomore, was here today. It's a big deal. It's one of 13 or potentially 13. It's one of 12 on the schedule for Brett Bielema. And he made that point very, very clear today, but it's a big one because I don't know if they're going to have double digits in terms of kids for games, you know, for the rest of the year, just because when it gets colder, kids just don't want to show up. Yep. And I sometimes don't blame them. But the idea of these kids leaving with what this place could be and how much better it could be if they were to hop on board, because some of these kids are 3- and 4- star kids. Derek Shelton, I think, could be a 4 star offensive tackle at Heartland Arrowhead. He's already right next to Joey Okla right now as the right tackle over at Arrowhead. And Bart Miller's all over those kids. So there's just good vibes right now from the parents that are leaving. I know it's not recruiting, Mike, but I look at Tim and Lisa Ford today, who had never seen their son play football since he made the transfer to Georgia. Not once, not live, because of COVID and because of other issues. They watched their son catch 3 passes, 1 for a touchdown today, and be the second leading receiver at Illinois. I mean, that's a huge deal. And they watched their son step up and do exactly what he was recruited to do. And Illinois fans couldn't be happier about it. So the idea of, you know, recruits being able to see that and to turn recruited talent into production is a major, major thing. And I'll end with this is that, you know, you leave this football game with Brandon Peters with his left arm in a sling. The two Chases didn't do anything. Chase Brown was hurt. We found that out at the end of the game today. Chase Hayden didn't get a whole lot of action. Brian Hightower was inactive today, who you thought was going to be a big play receiver on the outside at the X. None of those guys did anything on offense. They still put up 30 points. Yep. You know, the offense put up 23. So this offense has a lot of room for improvement. They have a lot of production holes in it. But there's an ability here that if it does get better, the sky is the limit right now. And that's kind of where everybody kind of is right now at Illinois. So I'll just get out on that.
Perfect. So we wanted to make this a very quick update on Eye on the Illini. We wanted to give you guys, everybody, an idea of what we're thinking here after the game. Of course, you've got IlliniGuys.com for all the columns and the analysis that you expect. We'll also have more Eye on the Illini next week And of course, across the state of Illinois on 20 plus stations, you'll be able to listen to both Matt and Kedrick on the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular, which is a talk show that you'll have to check your local listings to see where it is. And of course, you can also download the podcast every Saturday afternoon. And in fact, if you didn't catch the show this week, you can hear us talking about this game before it happened. And that will be out there and you can hear and try to figure out if we knew what we were talking about. So with that, I'm going to wish everybody a good day and we will talk to you later on. Thank you very much and go Illini.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
Cam found out that group chats between different phones aren't private.
Or encrypted,
thank you. We only text in code.
Yes, which I created. I created a code.
Yes. Which can be a little annoying.
Wait, was that your attempt at the code?
You already forgot the code, didn't you?
I should have written it down.
The place to safely send messages between different devices. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Ever dream of a three-row SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX80. With available features like biometric cooling, electronic air suspension, and segment-first individual audio that isolates sound. Right to the driver's seat. Discover every just-right feature in the all-new QX80 at InfinitiUSA.com. 2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024. Individual audio cannot buffer all interior sounds. See owner's manual for details.
Fresh Step knows you'd do anything for your cat, from getting them food that's nicer than yours to letting them take a midday nap on your keyboard. So why settle for basic litter? Switch to Fresh Step. Fresh Step cat litter locks in liquid and odor on contact, giving you up to 15 days of odor control. Learn more at freshstep.com. Step it up to Fresh Step with superior odor control versus leading value clumping litter. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Febreze is used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
We all know that timing is everything. That's why University of Phoenix makes it easy to balance work, family, and school with online classes 24/7 so you get the freedom to learn when and where you want. Start your degree at phoenix.edu.